This is the Hear Me Out CC podcast, a place to hear stories from the deaf and hard of hearing people, and from your host, Ahmed Khalifa.
You know what's really bugging me at the moment is when I see those headlines, especially in tabloids, so with tabloids, and they do these kind of headlines where it's like a lip reading expert has analyzed this person, what have they been saying? This person said this, and it's like, oh my god, Chuck Carter, he did not say that. Those kind of headlines, you know how it is. It's always in sports or celebrity news. Lately has been a lot on the whole royal family in the UK and what Prince William said to Prince Harry and all these things. Oh, it's just so much. There are so many of these headlines in the tabloids and people genuinely believe it. And even a video, one person said, no, he did not. And then this lip-reading expert, I don't know what makes him an expert, they say, oh, they definitely said it. This person said this. Can you believe it? Let's talk about that. Those kind of headlines really annoy me for many reasons. But one thing I should say is that the people who are experts, they tend to be what they call forensic lip-reading experts. I don't get it. I mean, maybe I need to speak to someone who knows more about it, but it just doesn't make sense to me. What they do is, a lot of the time, they analyze these people speaking, and in situations where it requires a court case, maybe there's a criminal investigation, they are brought in to just analyze what the person has said. The thing is, though, I've talked about this before. I've talked about how lip reading is not a solution. It's not a be-all, end-all. And people see it as like a superpower. If you can do that, then you will understand everything. And this is the problem with these headlines. I'm not having to go at these experts, not all of them anyway. What I'm really annoyed about is people will then believe in the fact that if you can lip read, then that's enough. That's all you need to do. But it's not that simple. You should really check out my post about that, my video about lip reading. You can learn more about it there. But these kind of headlines do not make it easy for us to educate people and say that it's not a solution. It's not 100% accurate. But those headlines are really dangerous, in my opinion. Unfortunately, these tabloid magazines, they make it believable. They make it shocking. Those kind of clickbaity kind of headlines. And people genuinely believe it. And that makes it more damaging for people like myself, other deaf people, people who are hard of hearing. And they say that, okay, I can lip read a little bit, but I also need other things. But then the response might be, oh, if you can lip read, that's fine. I can say whatever I want, you'll be fine. And long story short about lip reading, it depends on many, many things, and it will never, ever be 100% accurate. Unfortunately, those kind of tabloid articles don't really say that. They just tell you those brief moments, and that's it. Move on to the next wild stories. It fails to explain, you know, how inaccurate lip reading is, because it depends on so many things, like, is it clear, is it good lighting, can you really see their faces, is it visible, because I've seen those headlines where the title is, lip reading expert says, this person said this, but then you see the pictures of these people, lately the royal family, they're wearing a mask. It makes me wonder, what am I missing about lip reading through mask? Now sure, people will say, why are you complaining about it, and why are you the one who's speaking about it? It's not like you are an expert at it. Well, first of all, let me tell you, we are the expert at it. People who not just use it all the time, who depend on it, we live on dependent on lip reading amongst many other things. We know better than anyone. And we know what we're looking for and how to make it easy for us and how it can help us. We know better. We live it. And people can train, they can learn about it. But let's face it, we know how inaccurate it can be. We know what environment works best. We know what to look out for. And we just know that we can't just be completely 100% dependent on it. We require other things to just plug in the pieces in the jigsaw. So if you do want to ask that question, what makes us an expert? Well, we live it 24/7. Not while we're sleeping or when we're having a shower or brushing our teeth. Yes, put that aside. We just know what lip reading is about. But the problem is those annoying tabloid headlines with these people saying we are the lip reading expert. They go on TV, they do these interviews. Prince Harry said this. I've read his lips. He said this. Can you believe it? No, he didn't. Yes, he did. he did. Oh, get over it. Yeah, you can see I'm annoyed by it. I am annoyed by it because it's just another thing that is kind of damaging what we need. And people will say, oh, it's fine. You're lip reading. That's all you need. And then they do other things. They say stuff like, can you lip read that person over there? Can you see that person? Oh, it's only a few miles away. You can read their lips, right? You're a superhero. So like I said, in terms of those forensic lip speakers, lip reading experts, that's a little bit different. I don't fully know how that works, but I would hope that it's not being dependent on 100%, and there are factors to take into consideration when you want to read people's lips, because it's not that simple and it's not that straightforward. And take it from us, we know. What do you think? Am I over exaggerating? I don't think I am, because it makes sense to me, and I'm sure it makes sense to a lot of people who depend on lip reading and use it a lot. Let me know what you think. Don't forget to hit like. Let me know what you think down below, and it'd be great to hear your thoughts and opinion about it. Do you disagree with me? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. In the meantime, I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Hear Me Out CC podcast, courtesy of HearMeOutCC.com.